5 years ago, prior to the terrorist attacks on September 11th of 01, we really didn't think much about the security of our food system. And today, that's one of the most important issues on a global basis, is not only the production of food, but the security of our food system because of the vulnerability of the agricultural production systems. And so plant pathology has had a real opportunity to become much more visible on the world agriculture arena in protecting food security. And the potential use of plant pathogens as bioterrorist weapons is as great as the potential for the use of animal or human pathogens as bioterrorist weapons. Well, I think some of the biggest challenges are still being able to detect at a very early stage the introduction of a particular pathogen and be able to diagnose it very accurately. Typically, plant diseases may have a foothold and an establishment already in the field long before we typically would detect them and know they're there. So the ability to develop new technology to detect very early introductions of pathogens is crucial to ultimately the long-term ability for agricultural security and plant diseases. APS will serve as the conduit by which it ties together and brings meaning to all these other disciplines. As we bring in people that have expertise in nanotechnology and single molecule detection, and as we bring in expertise in biomedical engineering, and as we bring in expertise in bioinformatics and aerial biology and molecular biology, plant pathology and therefore the American Phytopathological Society will serve as the magnet, the unit that brings all of this together and focuses it still on a real world problem.